Hashem will finish the sheet today, and they'll leave new memakomos for Sunday for the next part of the Gemara. We discussed yesterday the kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the hafla that the Gemara talks about giving hasra for Eidim Zalmimin. And according to Rava, you can't find the right time for hasra. If you do it too early, they'll say we forgot. If you do it right before, they'll be scared away from saying even Eidus Emes. If you do it afterwards, my dahava havi. Rashi learns my dahava havi means that in a chozo magid. Rava asks the kasha on Rava, Abai asks the kasha on Rava that why not do it right afterwards, tochi de divor. Okay, and therefore Abai gives a different reason how we know Eidim Zomnin don't have hasra. So the kasha of Kibeger asks, is why can't you give hasra even well after kidei dibur? After all, what do we see in Tosfos? Tosfos wonders, if you give hasra toch kidei dibur, by the time you finish giving the hasra, it's already lacha kidei dibur. And Tosfos brings Gemar Makis that we saw that if it's toch kidei, just like over there the Gemar says agabe, considering all the edim to be one unified kad of edim, agabe kav apostle, Tosfos says, as long as each one was made toch kidei dibur shel chavero, that's counting as if it's all connected, and then get on top of that another shear of kidei dibur. So that means, as Tosis explains, asukim ba'oso davar is all considered to be continuous, it's all considered to be the same at the same time. So the Kibbe Eger asked Akasha in a different vein. The Rashba we saw, according to the Rav, asked Akasha more or less the way Tosis expresses it, that if it's considered to be a sukkah b'oso davar, so therefore it's not a problem of lacha kedei dibur. So the Ravid asked the kasha, so since over here you need hasra, is it tzorach? So that's all considered to be within the window of time that you can be chozer. So therefore, why can't you give the hasra even later? The Ravid gives a teretz that it's that he could say he forgot the edus. Kibbe Eger asked Akasha that since you need Hasra, because without Hasra you would have Eidus Ketayachal Hazima, so therefore the Eidus is not finished, and therefore you should be able to give Hasra whenever, because to the extent that the Eidus is not finished, so you can change your mind, you can change and retract the Eidus. Okay, that was one Akuda that we brought out yesterday, Akasha with Kibbe Eger. We mentioned that the Beis Yaakov dismisses Akasha. He says L'maisa the Haggadah was finished even though it's Eidus Shetayachu Azima, but you still can't be Chozeh Umagid. L'maisa the Rashba has the Kasha B'Shem Arayvid along the same lines, and the Rashba gives the teretz that the Arayvid gave, that the reason why you can't give that Sra L'acha Kedei Dibur is because the Eidim can say we forgot the Eidus. In effect, what is the Arayvid saying? Pshat Negemar Maida Hava Havi. What does it mean Maida Hava Havi? We forgot the Eidus. Same way Ishtalion, they could say we forgot the Eidus, the Hasra, if it was given too much in advance, they can say we forgot the Eidus if the Hasra was given too late. So comes out to different Pshat in the Gemara. What did Rashi say? Rashi learns Pshat that it means Kibin Shehigid. Now, there's another way to understand the Gemara, and this is what Shita brings, B'Shem Shita Yishana, and now the question becomes a question on Rashi from that perspective. Namely, how could you have Asra L'achar Ha'edus? After all, the Asra has to be B'Shasa Avera. So the Avera is the Edus Sheker. What's Shaykh to have Asra L'achakach? The Rei said the Edus. It's not the time to give Asra. Asra has to be seemingly prior to the Ma'is Avera. So how could anyone have thought to give Asra later on? Even Kedei Dibur, you could wonder on that level. What is Abai asking? L'maisa, it's after the Avera. And certainly, according to Rava has to say, Mada Havehavi, Chozeh Umagid. It's too late. It has to be B'Shas Avera. And as I say, the Shita brings such a pshat in the Gemara. Mada Havehavi means it's too late to give Hasra. But the fact that the Ravid didn't learn that way, Rashi didn't learn that way, Rashi says Chozeh Umagid, sounds like you could have had Asra, L'achar Havera. How could that be? The issue now at stake is being Chozeh from your Eidus. Let's assume you could. But how could you have asra le'achar ha'avera? So I want to flesh out this kasha, and I want to tell you this kasha is something that many gdolei achronim spent a lot of ink and time and energy thinking about. So that same piece of the stipler that we saw yesterday, the beginning of the piece here in Ksuvis, most of the piece deals with this question. I found today also Rav Shimon, the Chiddush Rav Shimon on Ksuvis also deals with this question by Barichus and Simon Lamed Tes and Rav Shimon, Chiddush Rav Shimon. Exactly what the halacha is about giving hasra b'shas haver, shelo b'shas haver. Now they both refer to the Gemara and Makkos, so it's kedai to see together what they're referring to. And this is a Gemara that's an important Gemara to know. And there's two different yersos in the Gemara. Rashi's pshat, and the other Rishonim, the Ritva, brings some other Rishonim, a different reading of the Gemara. It's interesting, this is going to bring us a little bit back to Asra Safik that we saw yesterday as well in the earlier Tosis. What is the issue here? On Daf Tezvav and Beis Tezayin Amid Aleph. Machlokes about what's called bitlo velo bitlo, or alternatively kimo velo kimo. Hopefully it's somewhat familiar, right? Bitlo velo bitlo, kimo velo kimo. The context is, the rule is that a lav shenita glase doesn't get malchus. But not necessarily. There may be instances in which a lav shenita glase gets malchus. Lav she'ebo maise, according to those who say in lokin alav, is clear cut. Ebo maise, it's not dumi d'lav d'chasima, and that's all. Lav shenita glase, on the other hand, is a function of the fact that the Torah says that you have a corrective, you have an assay to perform, an action to do. That's what you do if you violate the law. So to the extent that there's a corrective, there's a nita glase, that's the basis for it. There's no malchus. So now, suppose a person doesn't do the assay. They could still do it, but they didn't. So is that already a basis now? If they didn't do the assay, then there's malchus. That's what kimu v'lo kimu means. I'm trying to simplify, but the whole sugya. But kimu v'lo kimu means it's totally in whether you're mekayim the assay or not mekayim the assay. So there could very well be malchus on a lav shenita glase. Why is there no malchus? Only if and when you're mekayim the assay, then you lift the malchus. Something similar, I guess, a muscle to the Tosus Rid that we saw. Shalom in aloka. So he says that only if you're mishalim in aloka, to the extent that you are not mishalim, then there's really malchus. So lav shenita glase, if you're mekayim the assay, then you're off the hook from malchus. If you're not mekayim the assay, then already you get malchus, even though it's a lav shenita glase. That's one shita. The other shita is bitlo velo bitlo. So long as the possibility remains available to you to do the assay, so you didn't do it right away, but it could still be done. So that already is a basis not to have malchus. But even so, there's a way that you could get malchus, and that is if you are biyadayim mevatel de'aseh. You do an action that through that action it becomes impossible henceforth to do the assay. What's one example? The Gemara discusses shiluach hakein. So you have the lav of losika chaim alavanim, and he violated it. So he took the mother, and while the chicks are there, the eggs are there. But the Torah gave a mitzvah shalech tishalech haseim. So he could still do the essay afterwards. So kimavol kimavol would say, it's too late. If you're not making the essay, that's it. Bitlo bitlo means if later on you shech the mother. So you did an action that makes it impossible mikano lahaba to do the essay anymore. That is then a basis to get malchus, because you're mevatel the essay biyadai. Okay, that's the basic background of kimavol kimavol bitlo bitlo. We have a machlokes of Yochanan Rish Lakish about whether we go bitlo vo bitlo or we go with kimo vo kimo. And the Gemara lines up that machlokas with another machlokas between Yochanan Rish Lakish regarding what? Asra safik shma asra ulo shma asra. And here we know who said what. We know, we quoted yesterday, we said the Tosis of Yochanan holds asra safik shma asra. And Rish Lakish says asra safik ulo shma asra. Now, how does it line up to the question of bitlo bitlo kimo? Here you have the shaila and the girsa in the Gemara. So take a look first at girsa's Rashi, and we'll see the implications, and then we'll see how other Rishonim learn. So in the Girsa of Rashi, it goes like this. Tani, bitko for bitko, Tani Tani Kamir of Yochanan, and the way it was reported to him was, Kiyim HaSeishaba, Pata Bitko HaSeishaba, Chayiv. So he says the two expressions don't add up. First you say Kiyim Pater, that sounds like Lo Kiyim Chayiv. That's a Kim Vukimo. Then he says Bitel Chayiv. That sounds like only Bitel Chayiv, Lo Bitel Pater. So what is it that you're trying to accentuate? The issue is a function of whether you're Mekayim the Asay, that's why you get Malkus, or if you're Mvato the Asay. So he told him, Tni Bitko Vlo Bitko. So Rav Yochanan told the person reporting this Braisa in front of him, that what should matter is Bitko. Bitko Vlo Bitko, that's what's going to determine whether you get Malkus. Good so far, everybody? Rish Lakish, Alma Kimo Vlo Kimo. B'maika Miflegi. Basra Safik Kamiflegi. Masra Basra Safik Yishmasra. Masra Basra Safik Loshmasra. Vazu Tamayu, as the Gemara goes on to show you how each one holds. Rav Yochanan holds Hasra Safik Shmasra, Rav Yishkoli says Lo Shmasra. How does this relate to Hasra Safik? So the way Rashi learns the Gemara, you give Hasra at the time he's violating the Lav of Losika Chaim Alabanim. If you tell me that you only get Malkus if he's Mevato the essay subsequently, that's called Hasra Safik. Because can you say with certainty at the time that you tell him you violate this lav, you take the mother bird with the children here, you're going to get Malkus? You can't say with certainty you'll get Malkus. You may not get Malkus. It's going to depend on what he does later on. If he's Mevato the Esser B'Yadayim, we'll get Malkus. But this Malkus, this Hasra right now, is Hasra Safik. So that, to say Bitlo Vo Bitlo, which is of Yochanan's position according to Girsas Rashi, is consistent with Rav Yochanan's Shita, that Hasra Safik is in fact Shema Hasra. Why is Hasra Safik? Again, because it may or may not be that he's going to battle the essay later on. On the other hand, Kimo Vlo Kimo does not fall into the trap of Hasra Safik. Now here you have to ask yourself, why not? You give the Hasra at this point, maybe he'll be Mekayim the essay. So here Rashi says, and Tosis elaborates on it, the point is, as things stand right now, what is the person going to be subjected to based on violating the lav? Malkus. He could save himself the wrath of the Malkus if he would mekayim the essay. But that's not called Hasra Safik. Marshall says Tosis to the following. Another is drinking wine. You give him Hasra. You drink wine, you can get Malkus. No, what could he do? He could be shown his Naziris. And retroactively, he wasn't a Nazir. He won't get Malkus. Does that make Hasra Safik? Why not? Because as things stand right now, he's going to get Malkus. That's called Hasra Zvadai. This is what emerges according to Rashi. But there's one more caveat that must be spelled out, that Rashi spells out, and that we'll see in the Rashi, and this is what relates to our Gemara. Again, what's the Cheshbon? Quickly. If you're Kimo v'lo Kimo, so then it's Hasra Zvadai. Why? Point to Rashi, because as things stand right now, he should be getting Malkus for violating this love. Even though he could Mekayim the Essay, but that he has to do to Mekayim the Essay. But short of being Mekayim the Essay, he's basically condemned to get Malkus. That's Hasra Zvadai. Bitlo Vlo Bitlo is the other way around. He's only going to get Malkus if he goes ahead later and Mevato the Essay. That's called Hasra Safik. Rav Yochanan Lishitaso, Bitlo Vlo Bitlo, he happens to know Hasra Safik Shmasra. But what's the issue that Rashi will raise? No, who's going to remind me what Rashi's kasha is? Seemingly, there's a way to work out the Hasra to be Hasra Svadai, even according to the case of Bitlo Vlo Bitlo. How so? Give the Hasra when? When he's wrapped in Vato the Essay. That's Rashi's kasha. If you go ahead now and kill the bird, kill the mother bird, you're going to get Malkus. Perfect. Clear cut, right? No suffix involved, no question marks. So Rashi asks that question and gives the tests. Let's see. Let's look at the Rashi. Rish Lakish Savar. Hasra Safik Goshim Hasra. Hilkach. Im Haya Gemar Halav Kali Bitala Essay. Lo yoronka lav, ela halav mishagirish nigmar, that's the case of ones, tishemra. The habilas was vade, vase nitan lios tachas amalkis. Shavala beizden o yikaimo yoke. The ikasha, zok Rashi, wait a second. Rabbi Yochanan nami, ika lomeimar b'asraz vade. Ika lomeimar b'asraz vade, the Bach says. The yasru bo kishabo levate lese esse, shahu akiras alav. And Rashi asked Akasha, and Rashi answers the following important yesod. La'olam, you can underline these words of Rashi. This is what we need. La'olam hasra b'sha sha'over alazaraso bi'inan. Hasra must be issued, the warning must be issued at the time that he's violating the azara. Va'afil hituya b'davar acher. Even if this, the consequences of this azara are dependent on something else, but the asra doesn't come at the point of something else that's going to impact to give him the consequences of his violation. The asra must be issued at the time that he's doing the maisa avera, not the thing that's going to impact on the consequences of maisa avera. So, for example, Rashi brings a case that is a classic case of asra safek. A person takes a shvua, he will not eat kikar A if he eats kikar B. Lo ochel kikar zu, im ochel zu. So, if he eats kikar aleph, kikar A, he's only going to get malchus if he'll eat kikar B. So that's called asra safek, because you're going to warn the person when he's about to eat kikar A, you're going to get malchus if you what? If you eat this kikar, assuming you eat the other kikar. It means it's not clear that this is going to lead to malchus. It's going to depend on something else, on the tanai, on the kikar which is a tanai. So that's called asra safek. Asra safek shma asra, that's okay. Lo shma asra, then doesn't count as asra. But wait a second, what's the problem? Let it be asra at the time that he's eating kikar B, because he ate kikar A already. Now he's about to eat kikar B. What's going to happen if he eats kikar B? It's going to turn out that he violated the shvua when he ate kikar A, because now that he's fulfilling the tanai, that means that it was a violation. So let him get the asra at the time that the second kikar is about to be eaten. And you see that we don't say that. We call this asra safek. So Rashi says that's the point. Alma, you see from there, Rashi ends up, hasra b'shas iser b'inan, b'abishin alav nigmar shilchal shiltai, even though the ultimate consequence of the lav don't come into being until subsequently, but the asra must be issued b'shas yachilas ha'iser. So that's what you see in Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara, that bitlo v'bitlo is by definition hasra safek, because there's no other way to work out hasra, because you have to give the hasra b'shas averis alav. So what emerges from Rashi clearly? That you can give asra after the lav is violated. Even though there's ramifications based on what you do or don't do in response to the asra that will be relevant for consequences of violating the lav, but the fact remains you have to give the asra b'shas averis alav, not at something that has a relationship and a consequence connecting to the lav. You have to give asra b'shas the time he's about to violate the lav, not afterwards. Even though what your response to this asra will in fact bring consequences relevant to the averis alav, but that doesn't count as asra. That's what you see in Rashi. Now there is another pshat in the Gemara, but as the Stibel points out, even for the other pshat. See, according to Rashi, let's return for a second to our Gemara. So seemingly, we have a major problem in our sugya, right? Because what does our sugya have? The possibility of giving asra by Eden Zomin after the lav has been violated. Rava has to talk about lachak, afterwards is my dahavi havi, because ein achoze umagid, even abayit, because tochi de dibur. Certainly, according to Rava, we have the problem, and Abaye will have to see more carefully. Maybe that's a little better. Tokidei Dibur, maybe it's like the Shas Averis Alav. Pashtus is a kasha for Abaye too, but for Rava, certainly, after the Averis Alav, and the only issue is Magda Havi Havi in Chosel Magid, it's too late. It should be no different than Rashi in Makas. This is according to Rashi. Now, according to the other Rishonim, the Gears is different. What did Rashi say? That which shita lines up with Asra Safik? according to Rashi? Bit what? Bitlo v'lo bitlo. Because he may or may not be in the battle of the essay later. So that's why the Hasra is Hasra Safik. Kimo v'lo kimo is called Hasra Zvada. Tosfos there explains it because as the matzav stands right now, you will be in a position to get Malkus. The other girsa is the other way around. If you're kimo v'lo kimo, that's called Hasra Safik. And that's how Rav Yochanan must be saying. Now, if Hasra Safik Shema Hasra, he held kimo v'lo kimo. Why is Hasra Safik? Because, after all, who says you're going to get Malkus? He could very well do what? And not have Malkus? He could very well be Mekayim the Essay. We don't say, well, as things stand right now, if he doesn't do anything, no, it's different than the case of Nazir with wine. There, it's a new inyan to be shown in the Naziris. It's not a good comparison. You'll have to show why that's not a good riot. Lamaisi, he could be Mekayim the Essay. That's a Hasra Safik. Yachal Lomar, Mekayim the Essay. On the other hand, so that we can hear, right? It's a Hasra Safik, he might be Mekayim the Essay. Why is Bitl of Lo Bitl not a Hasra Safik? Why is it a Hasra Zvadai? So after Ritva, Lamar the Ton Bitl of Bitl, Havi Hasra Zvadai, because you know what? When do you give the Hasra? When will he give the Hasra? Count it as Hasra Zvadai. At the time, he's about to mevatel the Essay. The Masrina Bey Bishas Bitl HaAssay. She'im Yevatel Yishchayiv Malkus HaHalav U'mafreya. Da'ashta Hu D'matas Man Chiyuvay. So, Zokta Ritva, B'Shem, the other Rishonim, that, to the contrary, Kimo V'lo Kimo is where you have the problem of Hasra Safik. And Bitl V'lo Bitl gets around the problem of Hasra Safik. It's Hasra Zvadai. Why? Because the Hasra will be at the time of the Bitl HaAssay. Ay, why about Rashi's problem? With the Kakashe L'Rashi, the boy Asra B'Shosh over Alav. For example, what case did Rashi bring that you can't give Asra B'Shas the something which is an impact on the consequences of the Alav? Lo Ochel Zu Im Ochel Zu. So can you decide to give Asra at the time that he's eating Kikar number 2? No. So Maishna over here that you can give Asra at the time that he's about to shech the mother bird and to the mevatel the essay, what's the difference? So the Ritva says there's a difference. Lo damuklal, the hasam ain bekikir hatnai shum chelak iser shel halav. The kikir hatnai is not in any way does not have in it any aspect of the shema aveira of the lav. That lav was eating kikir aleph, kikir a. So it happens that it's only going to be a violation if you also eat kikar bay. It's simply a tnai bi'alma. It's not in any way connected. It's not a cheluk of the yisr. It's something that has that could impact on whether you did the yisr or not. It's a tnai. But it's not a cheluk of the yisr. Says the Ritva, however, bito la'esei shenitak bo lo sase, v'nitre bo malkuso shelo sase, the Torah hangs the malchus of the love on that destructive act of being mevato the essay, migufo shelo sase uchashav lein hasra. So that legabi hasra, that's called that's the last stage of the averas halav. When you make it impossible to mekayim the essay anymore, you could almost say that's the last leg of the avera. And if you can say that's the essence of the avera too, ki ikra shalav zeh kusav tulo be'essay. And he goes on with this another idea. Rav Meir Zal Hosif Od Bezed the Kimish and Nita Kakosav Esalav the Essay Harei Kechad Milsa Ukiilu Halav Hascholas Avera Vasei Gmar Avera. It's like a different formulation. This is more for Makis to learn in detail what exactly the two formulations are. Hatsana Shavash Behenda. What is the point that the case of giving Asra Bishas Bitl ha essay is different than giving Asra at the time that he's eating the kikar shel tnai. There, there's no shaychus be'etzem in the eating of the tnai to the yisr itself that you want to get malchus for. It's just that it's going to have an impact. Whereas by lafshinitag le'essay, the bitl le'essay is considered migufu shel lav, and it could be even the gemara avera itself. Okay, so now, does this help us for our Gemara? Now here, think about it. According to Rashi, our Gemara is certainly difficult. How could it be Hasra after the Eid Sheker? Either could take it back, but the Avera is done. So for Rashi, it's certainly a problem. For the Ritva, is it much better? All you see in the Ritva is that specifically when it comes to the Inyan of Lavshin Nitaglesei, you can actually get away with giving Hasra at the time of the Bitul Essay, because that's in some way viewed as Gufo Shalisa. That's a unique paradigm that exists regarding the Inyan of Lav and Shinita Glesse. But seemingly here we're not talking about Lav Shinita. We're talking about a say case of Adam that may aid a second. Yeah, you could undo it if you were Chose Umagid. If you weren't allowed to be Chose Umagid, you could undo it. But undoing it is just that. It's undoing the Avera. But the Avera was done. What Shaykh Hasra and the Avera relating only to the question of undoing the Avera? It's totally different than the case that we have over here, even according to Ritva's Pshat, that you can have Hasra b'shas Akiras Ha'esei, but that's because, as he explains it, because that becomes the last leg, if you will, of the Avera. Here it's not, doesn't seem that way. This is what the Stiper makes his case. He starts with Rashi. It's not the Shas Maisa Avera. It's the Shas Minias Asias Tikkun Al Avera. That's not called Asra, seemingly. They violated Osan already. The Gam Arishonim, the Garsi Ipcha, Umefarshim, that Laman Dama Kimu Lo Kimo is Asra Safik. Because it's the Lav is Nigmar B'Shas Avera, and it's a Safik, he might do the essay. Laman Dama Bitlo Bitlo, it's called Asra Zvadai. And the Ritva explains by Richus this whole Shita. Hainu Mishum Da Abito Hu Gmar Avera Mikufa Shal Avera. Therefore, it's different than the case of the eating of the kikar shel tanai. Kosei shach bitlo the ka'avid ma'isa bitlo the ikal member says zel gemara avera avu hamed sheker v'nimnach kach milachzebo. He was made a sheker and he didn't seize the opportunity to retract his edus. Is the not seizing the opportunity to retract the edus the gemara avera of the edus sheker? Hayitachin. He didn't seize the opportunity to retract his edus. Hari achshav inkan maisa avera, rak minias hatikun. When he heard the word, it's a minias hatikun. Hechashachasraz. It's not just maisa avera. No, maybe that's what the Gemara means. Maida havehavi. Beautiful, but what's the problem? That's not Rashi's pshat. That's what the Shita has. Questions. Basically, it's a two-pronged question. We brought in the Sugya Makis, the two Gersos, the two Perushim. Which Manda Amar is going to line up with Asra Safik, and which one is called Asra Zvadai? But the common denominator is that Apra Agamar is going to be difficult. Agamar seems to suggest he can have Asra after the Avera of Eid Sheker. To the extent that they're able to retract their testimony, you should be able to give Asra, and that should count as Asra. The problem is that what you see in Rashi, for example, there is that even though the issue of being Mevatel, the Esei B'Yadayim, is going to be relevant for whether you get Malkus for the Sikachem Alabanim, Rashi says, but that can't be the time of the Asra. The Asra has to be at the time of the Maisa Veira, not at the time of something subsequent which could possibly save you from getting Malkus for the Aver. Or be the cause to get the Malkus for the Aver. But either way, it's not the Shas Maisa Veira. So Rashi says you can't have the Asra later, it has to be at the time of the Aver. So how could you have the Asra here afterwards? But even according to the Ritva, who lines it up, so according to Rashi, bitlo v'lo bitlo is the case of Asra Safik, because the Asra has got to be the first point. And at that point, it's a Safik whether you'll be Mekayim, whether you'll be Mevatel the Asay later. According to the Ritva, it's the other way. According to the Ritva, Kimo v'lo Kimo is Asra Safik, because you might be Mekayim the Asay. Bitlo v'lo bitlo is Asra Zvadai, because the Asra could be at the time of the Bitlo Asay. Why? Why is it different than the case of the second kikar, which is a tnai, because the second kikar, which is a tnai, is not part of the gufo shel issa. It's just a tnai. It's going to have ramifications for the issa. Whereas here he says the Torah links the Lav and the Malkus with the essay. It's as if you could argue that the Bitul essay is itself a chelek of the Guf HaIsur. It's maybe the last leg of the Isur. It's therefore considered a Shas Averas Halav. Good, that's true over there, but that doesn't seem to carry over in our Gemara. You could retract your testimony, but that's all it's about. But it's not about the violation itself. So how could anyone have Hasra, how could anyone entertain the possibility of giving Hasra for Edom Zomim after the Aveira was already done? That's where we are right now. Okay, major problem, Shimon, Stipler, I'm sure many others deal with this question. We touched on it when we first read the Gemara. We asked it without the elaboration, but now we have more, we're more grounded. We have the Rashi, we have the Rishonim. How do you learn the Sugya? Yeah.
According to
yeah. He doesn't. In Malkus, the Rebbe doesn't talk about our Gemara. It doesn't. You know, they're not relating one to the other. He's just discussing that Gemara. His concern is to distinguish between a person who takes a shvua lo ochel zu im ochel zu, that nobody would allow you to give asra at the time that you're eating the kikar shel tanai, that he concedes to Rashi, and yet he learns in the Gemara that the bitlo for bitlo is an asra's vadai, because you may in fact give asra at the time that he's about to be oker the asse biyadayim, to mimvato the asse. He explains the difference. That chiluk that he makes is not going to help us. Seemingly our situation is more analogous at first glance to the case of the lo ochel zu mochel zu. It's totally tangentially related to the to getting, you know, you could undo it. You could do some way to, you could pull a string and unravel your Avera, you know, retract your Adas. But the Avera is not being done now. It's not exactly like the case of tonight, but it certainly doesn't seem to be like the case in the Ritva where your mom is doing the Gufu Shalis. Unless we have, and this is Baruch Hashem, we machad a little bit to this, what Gustav was about to say, unless you have to redefine to some extent the Indian here with regarding the Avera that we're warning about. Before I get to that, but that's where he's going. He suggests the following. He says, you know what, but Rashi's Pshat, he says, is Muchach from the Sugya. And here it's an interesting assumption. Why did Rashi learn Pshat, Maida Havi Havi, that Ein Achozeh Umagid? Why didn't Rashi learn Maida Havi Havi? Like, we want to say, because it's too late, you can't give Asra after the Avera is done. What was driving Rashi to interpret Maida Havi Havi as the problem being Ein Achozeh Umagid? Who can tell me? Go ahead.
Abaye.
Because Abaye turns around and says, but I have a way that you can give Asra afterwards, Tochidei Dibur. What's the Maiv Tochidei Dibur? That you can be Chose Umagid. So Rashi was guided by Abaye, and that's why Rashi interpreted Maida Havi Havi in the way he does.
Because
in Abaye, you see that to the extent that you have no problem Chose Umagid, it's Tochidei Dibur, then you could have Asra afterwards. So the only problem before that was the fact that in the Ein Chose Umagid. So that's what the Gemara must have meant in Maida Havi Havi. You have to know, according to the Shita Yeshana, how learns Pshat Maida Havi Havi differently. So Stipler doesn't answer. He gives it with a question. He says, no, I have ways to miyashiv it, but I don't want to write it now. It's not so clear to me. So he doesn't really tell you. He says, according to the Shita Yeshana, that the Gemara meant Maida Havi Havi, it's too late. It's after the Avera. So what did Abaye gain here? It's also after the Avera. Okay. You can imagine what he may be thinking. From Tochidei Dibur is Mamish, the Shas Avera, he doesn't want to say it. He stops short. Zorachi and Gadol. But Maisa, back to Rashi. Okay, so Rashi had a mocker from Abaye. But so now Abaye is a problem. So we have two problems. We have a problem in Rava, having Asra, Lacha Kidei Dibur, problem in Abaye too. But meanwhile, what are we going to say? Zok the Stiper, I'll tell you the answer. The Avera of that we're dealing with is not the moment that you said the Haggadah in Beis Din. It's a function of having that Eidus accepted by Beis Din. When it becomes Eidus that's effective, that's where your Avera begins. First, he says that even without the lumdus of Kasha Zalman, he says there's a Ramban in Mochamos in Sanhedrin, that a person is made Eidus Sheker and based in that really doesn't have any consequence. The halacha is Dover v'lo Chatzi Dover. You can't be made on Chatzi Dover. It doesn't have consequence by itself. All the sugi is a Chatzi Dover. What's called Chatzi Dover is a Shaila. The Gemara discusses by Cheska Sabbat in 1 year. Might be not called Chatzi Dover, but other cases called Chatzi Dover. So let's say he's made on something which is called a Chatzi Dover. They can't really pass it based on that. It's not called Osana, even if he lied. So he means, what do you see? That Eidus has to be miskabelas bebezdin to be called Losan. That's number one. But then he goes a step beyond that. This is what we were saying initially when we read the Gemara. The Chiyuv Onesh of Kasha Zaman is not a function of the Eidus Sheker by itself. Rather, what is the basis for the Onesh of Kasha Zaman? What did the Eidim do that deserves for them the Onesh of Kasha Zaman? What did they do? They imposed on this person a psak din shelo kalacha. The halacha is ein eidim nasan zalman ad sheikmar din al piyah. Based on had to paskin based on their eidus. Therefore, so long as the eidus has not been registered and accepted and based in, the gufa aveira has not been finished either. And therefore, you can have hasra. And therefore, they should be chozer, that they should accomplish by chazara, that they would not allow that edus to come to fruition, and there won't be a lav, and there won't be an onesh, and therefore, this is all within the time span, the window of the shasu aveira. On the other hand, bitlo vlo bitlo, chemo blow chemo, the Aveira is over. There's nothing new that's happening in terms of the Maisa Aveira. It's just a tikkun, or a lack of a tikkun. But over here, it's more than that. It's not just that your attraction can make it that you're not going to have done the Aveira. Indeed, the Aveira has not even done yet. Not that it's going to change it, it's going to impact on it, that it won't. No. The Aveira is a function of having that Eidus accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish. Based in Paskin, based on the Eidus, is part of the Aveira. We touched it as in terms of the Avla, that what you did wrong was that you're Mershia the Tzaddik. So that all is a function of what comes later. So therefore, it's called the Shasa Aveira in that respect. That's what he wants to suggest. We'll come back to this Svar in a different angle in a little bit when we discuss the Rambam, but basically that's how he ends up. And then he just says, but the Shita learned Pshamai Dahavi Havi means it's too late, so he learns the Gemara that way, Davera is done, and then he wonders, what about Abaye? Why is Abaye any better? But that's basically the shtickle beginning to end from the first part with Rikki Vager, and then the next section that we just discussed now, that's the piece here. So it's quite interesting. In other words, there is a basis to view subsequent to the Agadas Eidus, it's still called the Shas HaAveira for purposes of Asra. But the answer is no, but in Chosel Magid, so then you can't, the Asra can't be Asra, you're not going to be able to do anything about it. But were you to able to do something about it, so then it's not called after the Aveira. To the contrary, you haven't done the Aveira, or you haven't let the Aveira settle in, and that's part of the Aveira, is defined by the fact that Basin is going to act on it. So you're not allowing Basin to act on it. Questions? Comments? Suggestions? Good. Yes? Suggestion? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not purely the Eidus Sheker. It has to be Eidus Hamo'eles. First, he says in terms of Losan alone, with the Ramban, that the Mechamos, that Eidus hasn't achieved anything is not Losana. But then he goes on to the Kasha, then he emphasizes the Kasha Zaman point. The Kasha Zaman is because you caused the person to have a psak din against, and that's why you got the onesh. So the onesh is not just about the aveira of the Eidus Sheker, it's about what it brought about, in the form of Beis Din accepting the Eidus. So short of the Beis Din accepting the Eidus, the Aveira is still pending in that regard. So therefore, it's a Shas Aveir. Okay, now, this sugya, we could not leave this Gemara without mentioning the difficult Rambam. The Gemara is discussing the inyan of Eidin Zomimin, not requiring Hasra. We have Rava, we have Abaye, and we have the Rambam. At first glance, the Rambam seems to have invented his own reason. Very strange. What does the Rambam say? The Ein Eidim Zomimin Shigaga, Lefisha Ein Behen Maisa, Lefikach Ein Tzvichim Hasra, Kimosha Be'arnu. What is the Rambam saying? Ein Eidim Zomim Shigaga. There's no Shigaga for Eidim Zomim. What does that mean exactly? Sounds like he's saying that there's no claim of defense that there is shogeg. One way to read it: lefish ein behen mais, because there's no mais involved. Lefikach ein tzvichem hasra, and he concludes: therefore, there only hasra kimosh be'ano. What exactly is the Rambam saying, and how does it fit with our Gemara? Now, the Ravid is massive on the Rambam, his whole reason. He says, listen, the Gadeif has no Maisa either. So you're going to say he doesn't, shouldn't need Hasra? He brings the Torah Achas. He's not clear what he means. Even if Shimon didn't know what the Rabbi meant by being Torah Achas, the Rabbi just asks it that way. The Kesef Mishnah asks from our Sugya. So where does the Rambam know this Inyan? Ein Eidim Shgaga and Ein Tzvichim Hasra? Where does the Rambam come from? He comes from our Gemara, right? Lamed Gemung Suvis. Lamad Zamin Meimad Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar says, Ein Zomim, Ein Tzvichim Hasra. The Rambam says, Kemosha Biyarnu. Where is the Kemosha Biyarnu? Earlier, Perek Yud Ches Halacha Dalet. Ein Zomim, Ein Tzvichim Hasra. So the Rambam refers back to that, but the Rambam says it again here, so it's obviously the same makor. It's the Gemara. It's the Gemara here. Then he quotes Rava, Teda, when are we going to be Masra? They do it too early. Ami Yishtalyan. Nira, Shemefarish HaRabbeinu Shachachnu HaIsr. What does it mean, Yishtalyan? We forgot the Isr, L'chein Lo Nasra Behem. What did we learn? How do we learn the Stalyan? How do we learn the Gemara? Stalyan. We forgot? Nasra. He says, the Rambam learns it, Shachachnu Ha'isa. So, Mashma, Shafil Ha'yishogin Chayav Mehem. If they can say, we forgot the Isra, it's still be Chayav. So the Rambam sees that Im Zom Ha'chayav even on being a Shogeg. So the Rambam read it into the Gemara. And it fits with Rava. What's the problem still with the Rambam? Two things. Number one, because Isa Yezam Nir Hasra, how could it be? They wanted to kill without Hasra. How could they need Hasra? It's not Kasha Zama. So why, at the end of the day, why don't they get Hasra? Sounds like the reason that stands in the Gemara is Abaye's reason, not Rav's reason. So even if you want to work the Rambam's language of Ein Eidim Zom Shgaga into Rava, but Rava doesn't seem to be the last word on this issue. What about Abaye's reason? That's one problem. And what's the other problem in the language of the Rambam? What did we still overlook? What other sentence? The middle. The Rambam says three things in the sentence of three parts. Ein Eidim Zom Shgaga, Lefi She'ein Be'en Maisa, Lefikach Yitzich Masra. So what's the Lefikach going on? So the way that the Kesef Mishnah learns it, Lefikach is working off of the fact that there's no Shgag. And that's what Rava was saying. Because they could say, we forgot the Yisr. But what about the middle sentence? The middle part is, Fish ain't ben Maisa. What does that have to do with anything? Ain't Tam Sh'ing Maisa, Tolibish Ing Maisa. He doesn't understand. What do you do with that middle part of the sentence? Where does it fit? What is it? How does it link to anything? So it's very odd. What do you do in reading this Rambam? And especially that middle sentence, Ilf Chain Behen Maisa, where is it coming from and how does it relate to what he's discussing before and after? Okay, so that's how he leaves it. Tzarachiyun comes to the Lechem Mishnah and tries to say something of Pshat. Again, he points out the difficulty here, and he's going to say something which he calls a dolchik at the end of the day anyway, but at least he tried, right? Divrei Rabbeinu Karsim Lahomam. Lahomam is to make it all fit, to brace it. Kimoshe Tamar Kesem Mishnah. Umashet, Ratzel Letaritz Mishona, that he's learning Shachachna Yisr. How can you say that? What is Shachachna? What does Ishtalion mean? How does Rashi learn the Gemara? Shachachna what? Asra. So that's clear the Gemara means. So even to force it into Rava's words doesn't seem to work out. Fine. Va'od, he's not gaining anything anyway. What do you do with Imbah and Mais? So what does he suggest? One, he's magia the language. The nearly letaritz bedochik, that the girsa, the correct girsa is not lefi she'ein bahen mais. Rather, lefi she'ein ba mais. What does that mean? What's it going on? She'ein ba maisa. Ein ba means whose reason? Abai's reason. What did Abai say? Mi yikam midi. That they wanted to kill the lo asra. Because after all, the whole thing was fabricated. They wanted to kill this person without asra because he never deserved to be killed. So there was no asra that he would have ever received for being put to death. It's all product of their lie. The inu ba yasra. As Rashi explains, the edus shelo haya v'lo nivra v'lo hisru ba asra. V'zui kavan asra beinu. That's the Rambam. She ain't ba maisa, meaning the maisa never happened. Ain't ba maisa, she ha maisa l'hoi ba olam, ve'en ratzu l'arugis ha b'lo asra. Ve'gam ki upirish dachuk, nu, that's how we'll work out the words. By changing ba'hen to ba, everyone understands why it's a dochik, right? But what's the dochik pshat? Ain't it's on a shgaga, that means that the chayiv even on the shogig without asra, l'fi she ain't ba maisa, meaning that it never, what they said happened, never really happened. Ain't ba maisa. It never was. And therefore, they attempted to kill the person without due process, without asra. That's why, ain't tzvichem asra. No. Obviously, it leaves a lot to be desired. It's pshat also, but at least he touched the words. He found a way to fit something into the words. So where do we go from here? Yes, Eitan and Pinchas. Yeah.
Bar Ilan has a use of
first of all, he says himself, no, he says, so maybe he did find it, but I don't know that it changes anything. I hear it's interesting that you're saying that, but the fact is, even if it's in Bo Maisa, they could still pashtus refer to the what they did, not what they spoke about. So it's not like the girsa is supporting his pshat. It's just that the other girsa, it's untenable. And if you have bus, so maybe you can stuff it in like he does. But it's still gonna, the other guess it can still lend itself to whatever else you want to say. Yeah.
How does the Lechem Mishnah understand the Shkaga part?
Even Shkaga just probably means that they don't have the chayiv even on the shogeg, even if they're not mazed, even if they're not warned. Well, nitna asra lehafchem shogeg mazed, so they were not. You don't know. For all you know, they're shogeg, but nevertheless the chayiv. That's how you could read it. Rav Chanan in Kovetz Shiurim has a very nice pshat, and it's quoted twice. It's quoted in Kovetz Shiurim and Ksuvas here in our Gemara, and he refers to it also in the Kovetz Biurim and Makis. And he explains a number of things with this Yisod. We once saw the Yisod in a different context, but now you'll see how he helps with this Yisod to explain the Rambam. The question is obvious. Lama kasav Rambam tam acher shalunis karkar b'gemara. What he's ultimately going to say is that the Gemara's reasons are not the real reasons; they're just proofs. But The Rambam gave you the heart of the matter. That's what basically, that's the outline of the approach. But what did the Rambam say is the question. How does it line up in the Lashon Rambam? I mean, you have to say, figure out why, how it's not a steer to the Gemara, but you also have to say, what did the Rambam say? Separate from the question of, how do you mesh it with the Gemara? But what did he say exactly? What does it mean? Yeah, Eitan? No, okay. So he says like this. He brings I'll bring this afterwards. It's right from Sanhedrin Samachay. Nira Perusha Adasa Rambam. What is Kasher Zama? We saw this Yisod. Remember, we had this Yisod once before. He says, the Pshat in the Rambam is the following point. Ein Bahin Maisa is like this. Kasher Zomam doesn't have a Maisa Machayiv. Kasher Zomam is an Onesh that they get Beyerusha. Strong language. The Psak Din that was issued on the guy they spoke about, Ruvain, a natural consequence is, the Torah says, that boomerangs and reverts to them. There's no Maisa HaMachayiv. Typically by an Onesh, and this is where Hasra is needed, because an Onesh is a function of a person who does Avera Plonis, does an Avera, Avera X. And by virtue of having committed the Avera, the consequence of that Maisa Avera, or that act, Maisa, not a Maisa, but it's a Machayiv. That Maisa is Machayiv. Here, they're simply set up. They set into motion a Psak Din against somebody. The Torah declares, the Torah imposes, says, Kasha Zomam, Vasisim Lo, Kasha Zom, Rasis Lo Achiv. Oso Chiv, Sheitilu Al Hanido, No Fel Aleyem. It's not Stam that there's no Maisa, like, it's not like, let's say, Rav Sheim Bo Maisa. So there's one man, Dom Rav Yehuda, that Rav Sheim Maisa Lo Kena Lo. So you say, you see, you can have an Onesh without a Maisa. Is that the same thing as over here? Rav Sheim Bo Maisa, you can have an Onesh without a Maisa, but there's a Machayiv. There's something that's Machayiv. The violation of the Rav is Machayiv, that Onesh of Malkus. Even though there's no Maisa. By Edom Zomim, there's no factor that you can point to and say, you are going to get that Onesh because of X. It's the Onesh just falls on them. It just hits them. Kimo B'Yerusha. Where did it come from? It came out of nowhere? It came from the Nidon. The Nidon that they judged, that the Bezen Paskin on, the person they spoke about. They Paskin is Chayiv. So that Psak Din just gets implemented on the Eid. That's when you need a Gemara Din. They technically violated the law before the Gemara Din. If it's an Onesh for the Avera of Meidei the Sheker, so then what do you need a Gemara Din? They said, wait a second. So we had a pshat before. The avli is the fact that they brought about the gemara. Good, you could say that too. The Bukhan is saying a different part. That's the Rambam means. That's why it's not shaykh hasra. Hasra is only a relevant halakhic concept when you're dealing with an onesh that comes as a consequence of something that you did that's mechayiv you in that onesh. So in order to be subjected to that onesh, you need due process. Due process includes hasra. But kasha zamam doesn't need to go through the due process. Because kasha zamam means that it's a natural consequence of the fact that that person was paskin on him wrongly to have a psak din. That psak din mail goes on them. It's not because of a maisa. That's the Rambam. That's what the Rambam means. Once again, what's the language of the Rambam? Edom Zomimin. Give me the lesson. What? Ein lehem shgaga. Fish ein behem maisa. Lefikach ein fich masra. So what is he saying? How is it? So what is the lefikach going on? It's the Fikach is working off of what? The fact that they have Shkago and there's El B'maisa. According to the Rav Chanan's Pshat, what's the Fikach? It's working off because El B'maisa, meaning it's not based on any kind of machayev that they did X wrong. That's why they got the onus. It's naturally boomerangs. That onus goes on them. In the Kovach Biurim, he puts it as follows: Ulay kavanas haramam gechalek meedim zomin lechol chay veonshin bekol hachiyuvim tzarach shehi ma'isa machayev va'maisa lo yuchal chayev ki im betnoyim yeduim. A ma'isa is machayev you, and the ma'isa is machayev you according to certain prescribed conditions, such as sra shehi b'meizid u'basra v'chuli v'chuli. This is where the shogi comes in. Avu beedim zomin leka ma'isa machayev klal. Ella chiyuv hiknu lahem in hashemayim. He's borrowing the lesson by Yavamis. Isha hiknu lahem in hashemayim. Chiyuv hiknu lahem in hashemayim. Lo and behold, the yoresh that ones from the guy that they paskin, that the beis paskin on. Da chiyuv shechal al nidon aydeg mardin misgal gel al ha'edim. Vehem kimo yorshim es hachiyuv shel hanidon. Therefore, that's what the Rama means when he says, again, the elam shkaga. You don't need any trappings of mezid. The ein behem maisa. Lefikach, there's no need for asra. Rav Chanan benefits from this yisod in other ways as well. For example, we had already one application. Remember? Rabbeinu Tam's pshat in Tzad Chamur, right? What did Rabbeinu Tam say in Tzad Chamur? That you can have in Eden Zolmin the chumra of chovel, which chumra? Of hei devarim. How? If they testify about somebody that he was chol b'chaver, chamesh mizvarim, they could also have. So what was our problem with that? How is that a chumra of hei devarim gabi edim zomim? Add up the hei devarim, they come to whatever it was that he would have to pay, that was the zaman. So the onesh is X amount of money, but where does that onesh have associated with it, the chumra of hei devarim? The chumra of hei devarim is shaykh by the chovel, but by edim zomim, it's just about a net sum of money. Remember that kasha? What's the answer? No, the pshat is that the psak din of the guy that he was chovel, that's what they're yoresh. So they're yoresh, the psak of chamisha dvarim, they're not paying lump sum, they're paying chamisha dvarim, because that's the nature of the psak din that guy had, that's kashazam. That was one way that he used the yisod. Another example, machlokis and hidden zomen is mammon or knas. What kind of machlokis is it? At first glance, isn't it obvious that it should be what? Why? It's more than what they wanted to do. The answer is, the psak, it's a psak that they issued that goes on them. So therefore, whatever that was, that's their chiyuv. The chiyuv is the chiyuv, identical chiyuv of that person. One more raya he has from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And we saw this line of Gemara quoted in Tosis earlier also by Tzad Chamor. The Gemara says, by Eden Zoman in the middle of a shock of attire there, Ho v'yeshnan v'ri'iya. The Gemara Sanhedrin Samachay in the days. Shani Eden Zoman, Ho v'yeshnan v'ri'iya. Tosis quoted this line of Gemara, correct? So what does it mean, yeshnan v'ri'iya? Rashi says, Iker chiyuva ba a'idei ha'ri'iya shem Eden shera'u. V'ri'a les b'maisa. Why is it in b'maisa? Yeshnan v'ri'iya. Rashi learned, that's Rashi's girsa. It was based on them having seen what they saw. The real Esba Maisa. So we, at the time, we didn't really delve into it. What does it mean? The answer is, it means this Yisod. It's not about having done anything. It's just about their being. They saw Eidus, or the point is that they claim they saw Eidus, but basically it's, they testify that they saw. It's not a Haggadah. It's not the Haggadah is not Machayev them. It's not what they did in Bezos Machayev them. It's simply that mitzius, that the person got paskined on, and they get that, see how he puts it. That's Rashi means. Iker achiyuv, aydishim me'idin shera'u, v'chiyuv edekashe zamam, hu da'achiyuv shenigma alachiyuv, no fel ala edin. Questions? Yoni, and, yes, Ari, yes.
Maybe you just say that, I mean, is this what you're trying to say, is that there's a chilek between either sheker and kasher zamam? Because the Eidah Sheker might be still considered a Maisa, because it is a
Machlokas,
whether...
Well, here's what you're maybe talking about is the following. If you get Malkus for Losana, And it's not for Kasha Zama. So now we're seemingly talking about a different world. We're talking about Malkus for the Aver Velo Sana. That's where you get to the question of Tosus and Malkus. Is Malkus of Ben Grusha in lieu of Kasha Zamam or not? If it's in lieu of Kasha Zamam, then you have to start thinking maybe in some way in terms of what we're saying right now. But it's not exactly the same psak. So how can you see it exactly as in lieu of Kasha Zamam? According to Vachanan, it's hard to see that. We defined it as far as the onus kazam is the avlo was not the avlo veda sheker. The avlo was that you mashiat tzaddik, and that's what the Torah gives you the malchus for that. That you can hear better. Vachanan's yisod is a lot harder to plug into Ben Gerusha. That's a good question. You're asking very if it's mamish kasha zamam. So that's the point. That the yorish that psak din. The psak din was he's a chala, and they get malchus. Sounds like it has to do with there. It sounds like there would be some achai. Well, to some extent. Again, you have to know. The last piece of this is just, how does it square with the Gemara? How does it square with the Gemara? The Gemara gives different reasons. So that's what he says. The Gemara is only giving reasons as to prove the point that they don't need Hasra. But the Lamdis, that's the Rambam. Ari.
So what do we mean when we said that the Gemara's reasons to Rav Chanan, Gemara's reasons are not real reasons?
Right. So that's what he says at the end of Os. This is Os, by the way. Os Kuv Zayin Kuv Ches. He says, "Ko asugya kan in el losis tam ahad in tzarach hasra el lohavi raya shekein hadin a teida." Rabbi says teida. Tam adavu besugya the Sanhedrin shekein lo asu maise. Like Rashi says, he says that would be even the marker for the Ram. That Gemara in Sanhedrin. I'm not sure if that's a good pshat because Rashi, the Rif has a different pshat in that Gemara, and the Rambam Pashtus looks like the Rif, separate point. But anyway, the Gemara is just a proof. But the Lamdis that the Rambam understood either on his own or maybe add a Gemara to it. But it's a different. If the Lamdis of the Rambam is the reason why they don't get Hasra.
So Abaya is. I mean, Abaya is being a problem with giving.
Oh, Abaya's reason, it's just showing me it's inconceivable. It's inconceivable that they should have to have Hasra because, after all, they wanted to kill without Hasra. So it's just, it's along the lines of a Teda also. It couldn't be otherwise. But why it is the way it is, that's the Rambam. I don't know if he's not plugging it into Abaya. It doesn't sound, I mean, maybe you want it, you could try to play with this and make it fit into Abaya too. Sounds like he's saying, Abaye is just saying it can't be otherwise. It's just a logical proof that it has to be that they don't need Asra. But you want to know why they don't need Asra? Because Asra is only needed when you have a Machayiv in the Onesh, and here the Onesh is Dabar de Memela. It just comes to them. It just boomerangs on them. The Napachu, right? It just comes back on them. That's Kasha's up.
I'm not sure how what we're saying translates into Kedim Zohar mean she got. They get
right. The Shkaga part is not as strong. The Imba Maisa part works well, the Fika. The Shkaga, even if they don't know, right? Even if they don't know, it doesn't matter. That's what it means. You know, technically, Asra is meant to bring out that they should be aware and be amazed. But no, the fact is that it's going to be the same onesh, even if they're Shogeg. The reason is because Ein Tzarach Maisa, Imba Maisa. That's why it's a Michal Asra. I want to give you one more pshat in the Rambam, and that's Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon also deals with a lot of the questions that we had earlier in the shir in terms of the timing of Asra. And then he comes to the Rambam, and he wants to say a new pshat in the Rambam. HaRambam is coming with a new reason, new pshat in Edom Zomimin, why they don't get Asra. And he wants to say the following yourself. Again, this is all bigger in Yanim that we haven't really dealt with, but there's two in Yanim in Asra. We've really talked about one of them. One in the Asra is to know for sure that he is amazing. That's one idea. In order to be sure that he's aware of what he's doing and what he's doing is wrong, at the time of the Avera, he has to be sure and he has to be amazed. Then that's the purpose of Asra. That he should be fully aware of the Chomer Isser. There's another halacha in Asra, and that's called Yatir Atzmo Lemisa. He has to say, Afa Pikein, I'm doing it. The Rambam brings that earlier in Sanhedrin, Perakid Beis, brings that halacha. By the way, someone asked me yesterday, you asked me everyone about the Makar, the Gemara, Memam Beis in Sanhedrin, brings Ksukim. Where's Ksukim? How you know Asra? Memam Beis in Sanhedrin. But the Rambam brings Ketzad Masrin, Omer Mulo, Perosh, Ola Al Tasa, Shizu Aveira, Vachayvat Hamisis, Beis in Omalkis. So he says, if Shasak, if he's not Mekabel the Asra, he's quiet. Potter. Even if he says, Yodiani, also Potter. Yodiani, I know. I designate it, I know. Ad Shiyatir Atzmo Misa, so to speak, untying himself in Misa, surrendering himself, saying, fine. Al Menas Kenani Osa. Now you have to know by Malkus as well there's a halacha like this. Ram says it by Misa. Then Ram continues in the same halacha, Yud Ches Beis, Tzarech Yavar V'yasa Tekev L'asra B'toch K'dei Dibur V'acha K'dei Dibur Tzarech Asra Acheres, and so on.
So why is that different than Beis?
No, there's a separate halacha. Even if he says I know, so you know, he already accomplished that he knows, but you need also the second point. We want to also psukim. He has to be Matir Atzmo L'Misa. Says of Shimon as follows. The Torah want knows, he way touches it, of Shimon Dick. Shiratsana Torah Haya Shayamus Meritsono. Shayisratsa al Chomer Onesh Asid Glav. Not just that he's aware of the Onesh, he has to be have accepted upon himself that which he'll get that Onesh. Now, when the Gemara is discussing here, if Edim Zoma Tzrich Masra, and we end up saying Ein Tzrich Masra, he says that discussion is regarding the question of l'inyan din sheyata atzmo l'misa. Chiddush haTorah, every osa aveira has to be yata atzmo l'misa. The Gemara says Edim Zoma don't have that halacha. But what about the other idea, the basic halacha in Edim Zoma, in Asra, that it's kidei lahavchin min shogig l'mesid? How could it be? The Torah is minish on a shogeg, only a shogeg. Maybe the Torah wants to give the onus only if they know the halacha. Chaver. Even Abaye's reason, miyga midi, that they wanted to kill without asra, and they get asra. You need kashazama. That's a reason to explain that you can be minish on a shogeg. The Gemara's reason, says Rav Shimon, are only relevant on the second halacha narasra of yate atzmo. You don't need yate atzmo l'misa, either for Rav's reason or Abaye's reason. Comes the Rambam and tries to address why you don't need asra for the other reason, for the basic idea that you need to know that they're amazing. How can you give them an onesh for a shogeg? So that's what he says. That's where the Rambam comes in. The Gemara knew the Rambam's reason. Rambam gave the reason for why you can give them an onesh for shogeg. What's the reason? So he says the following. Listen to this pshat, and this sounds familiar to you. Near Zdaiti Diyesh Lomar, Demashe Hanisha Torah al Sheker, either a shogeg about Losana. They don't know Losana. They don't know about the Avera Veda Sheker. They're a shogeg on that. It doesn't matter. Because why do you get the onesh of Kashazama? For Eder Sheker. You could be a shogeg at Eder Sheker, it doesn't matter. Why do you get the onus of Kasha Zamam? Not because of the Aveira of Losana, that you did something bad to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you said Eder Sheker. It's because you were Mashiach on the level of Bein Adam L'Chaveru Derech Eretz. Midas HaNushius. You didn't know the Chomer HaIsur of Losana, Beseder. You're a shogeg on that. But you knew that through what you're doing, you're going to be spying on an innocent person, and they're going to paskin on him that he's chayiv misa or malchus, shalok adin. That's why you deserve to get on, to get a kasha zama. Notice he's using the lundis that we've been using along the way in the sugya, that it's the avla being mashiach, and he's saying that's what the Rambam is going to mean, and that's why that Indian, that's why you could be a shogeg on the losana. Not knowing the Chomer Isser, but the onesh the Torah is imposing is because you realize in Derech Eretz you're being doing an avot to put the person in, setting the person up. V'zui kavanas haramba, the ein shkagel edim zomimin, lufi she'ein behem maisa. What does the Rambam mean? Ein maisa aveira sheyeh bachiluk ben shogeg lemezid. different types. Rav Chanan's type was in ben ma'isa. There's no ma'isa mechayiv. It's just a natural consequence of the psad din. Rav Shimon's teaching it in ben ma'isa means there's no ma'isa avera that is the mechayiv that you should start saying what you were showing on that ma'isa avera or you're mazed. Because you know why you're chayiv? Because of this mama. Because of this mama. Lasas la'achiv. That's the mechayiv. There is a mechayiv for Rav Shimon. But the mechayiv is the zama. The Zammam was clearly you were aware. You knew what you were doing. You knew what you were. You had a strategy. You had a plot. You wanted to do this to this person. Therefore, even if you didn't know the Isser, there's a Sibat in Mechayev. Says Rav Shimon, if that's the case, I understand the Gemara too. How can you have Hasra after the Haggadah? The kash that we started with in Shir, the first piece that the Stipe was discussing, it's after the Haggadah. He says this inyan of Lahavkin Ben Shogi Gomezid, then you need to be amazing at what point? B'shas ma'isa avera. But this that you need to be mata atzmo l'misa and say, I know I'm going to get it. And that's the sugya. That's what our sugya is discussing. The issue of yata atzmo l'misa, that could be after the avera too. When do we say hasra has to be b'shas avera? What din of hasra has to be b'shas avera? And not after. The asra that's it's intended la'havchim min shogi l'mezid to make sure that you know what you're doing and you aren't unaware. So that has to be b'shas b'shpur the avera, not afterwards. But the halacha that you have to be matat from misa, that function of asra can be accomplished after the avera too. So therefore, the Gemara's focus is explaining why edim zom don't need asra mitzad what din of asra, the asra of Yata. From that perspective, we can discuss Asra after the fact. So Rabbi says, let it be, it can't be afterwards. Abai says, it could be afterwards. Rabbi says, by the Havi Havi. Abai says, Tokhide Dibur. But that's because the Asra of Yata Atzma Misa could be afterwards. But the Halacha B'Chog Meza, that has to be before the Avera. But that the Rabbi took care of. The Rambam says in the Chanami, that doesn't, they don't need us roughly for that, because the Mechayev is not the Losana, the Mechayev is the Zaman. Yeah, there's more here in terms of Asra Safik. It's a very beautiful piece. It's Simon Lamites in the Chiddush of Shimon. But again, it's a way to work out some of the major problems in the sugya. Sometimes the process is as important as the product. You know, there's a lot here, but for hopefully we're staying on the right points. You see that this is the major issues in terms of understanding the Rambam and the various Machayvim and Kashizamam, different possibilities. Okay, a little bit about Zayin Adar, right? Okay.